Welcome to WCRI's Kids Hour. Whether you're a child, teen, young adult, or just young at heart, we hope to show you a world filled with music and the arts. It's all around us. It's in your favorite cartoons, TV shows, movies,
inconceivable,
video games, musicals, theme parks, and so much more. It's everywhere. During this show, we'll explore the many ways music and the arts are a part of everyday life, and maybe even get a visit from a special guest from time to time.
You don't say!
So, come along with us as we learn and have fun. But most of all, we'll enjoy lots and lots of wonderful music. WCRI's Kids Hour is brought to you by the Newport Music Festival. The Newport Music Festival has brought memorable concerts and inspired programs to some of the most beautiful venues in Newport and the surrounding area. For more information on the Newport Music Festival or to donate, please visit newportmusic.org. Oh, we better go. I hear the orchestra getting ready for today's show.
Hello, kids, parents, young adults, and young at heart. My name is Jamie, and we are back once again with another WCRI's Kids Hour. I'm here with my co-host this week, Skylar. How are you today, Sky?
Hi, everyone. I'm great.
The concert hall doors are closed and the orchestra is ready, so let's start the show. Skylar, what do we have in store for everyone today?
Before we get started, we would like to thank our sponsors. None of what we do is possible without the generous support from the Carter Family Charitable Trust, the EJMP Fund for Philanthropy, the Grubin Foundation, and other generous supporters just like you. Thanks! Today we are doing a show I've been waiting to do. It's called Marvel Music Madness. We are going to listen and discuss music from different Marvel movies and TV shows. There's no way we can get to all of them, but I love the Marvel Universe, and just listening to some of these will be a lot of fun.
So cool. You know I'm a big fan of Marvel, not as big as some, but man, their shows and movies have been so much fun to watch and follow over these years. Let's get started. We're going to start with Captain America, the First Avenger. Marvel movies came out in a different order than they actually happen in real time. Right, Sky?
Right. But a lot of the times, some of them can be prequels to where the current timeline is, or they can look into the future and another one can happen at a different time.
So the first one chronologically, which means what happened first in the Marvel Universe, is Captain America, the First Avenger. The events in this movie take place during World War II. The first song we're going to hear today is called Captain America March by Alan Silvestri from Captain America, the First Avenger.
We'll be right back.
love Captain America. Sky, what's up next?
Next is one of the most powerful heroes on the Avengers, and his name is Thor. This movie came out in 2011, and it tells the story of the god of lightning and thunder. Thor is a really cool character, and he's had two more movies by himself since this first movie came out. But now, we're going to listen to Brothers Fight by Patrick Doyle from Thor.
Now, as we continue chronologically, which means in the order that these movies happen in the Marvel Universe, not the actual date they were released, the next one we're going to listen to is Guardians of the Galaxy. And Skylar, this is your favorite movie probably of all time, so I've got to let you introduce this one.
Yeah, this really is my favorite movie of all time. It's so great. The music is great on the album, and the score is great. It has amazing characters like a talking tree, a talking raccoon, and a ragtag group of criminals who decide to team up and save the galaxy. Here is The Final Battle Begins by Tyler Bates from Guardians of the Galaxy.
Up next, we have Avengers: Age of Ultron. This is when the Avengers reunite to confront a mistake created by Tony Stark and Bruce Banner, the AI known as Ultron, voiced by James Spader. My son Spencer, this is one of his favorite movies, and the piece we're going to listen to from this movie is by one of our favorite composers, Danny Elfman, called New Avengers, Avengers Age of Ultron.
Wow, that was great! Now the next song we're going to listen to is from a movie called Ant-Man. Now he may not seem threatening, but Ant-Man is played by Paul Rudd, and his powers include shrinking down to the size of an insect and being able to control an ant army for himself. We're gonna listen to Theme from Ant-Man by Christopher Beck. Thank you.
So now we're going to go to a Marvel TV show called Luke Cage. And Luke Cage was played by Michael Coulter, who Sky and I met in person. Sky has his picture with him and his autograph, right?
That's right. He was really fun to meet.
We saw him at Rhode Island Comic Con when we went there a couple years back. Such a great guy. And the Luke Cage TV series, I think, went for 2 seasons. First season is excellent. So the song we're going to hear is called Requiem for Fife by Adrian Young and Ali Shahid Muhammad from Luke Cage. Guy, what's next?
Next, we're going to listen to some music from a lot of people's favorite superhero, the web crawler himself, Spider-Man. Now, this music is from Spider-Man Homecoming, where Spider-Man tries to deal with the fact that he's surrounded by so many important people like Iron Man, and is trying to do good, even though people may not be taking him seriously. So here is Spider-Man Homecoming Suite by Michael Giacchino.
Thank you.
Next, we have one of Sky and I's favorite movies. I think everybody's. It showed at the box office by how much money it made. It is called Black Panther.
My dad is right when he said it made a lot of money. It made over $1 billion at the box office. And it takes place in an African nation called Wakanda, where one man, King T'Challa, played by Chadwick Boseman, who passed away earlier last year, is on a quest to become the Black Panther, the warrior who protects the extremely advanced nation of Wakanda.
Here's United Nations and End Titles by Ludwig Göransson from Black Panther.
Thank you.
These next two pieces we're going to play are from WandaVision, which is the TV show that just ended its first season on Disney Plus. Sky, tell us who it's about.
It's about Wanda Maximoff and Vision after the events called The Blip, which happened when Thanos made a bunch of the Marvel characters and people in that universe go away for 5 years. It's a story about love and loss, and Wanda dealing with all the people that she's lost, especially Vision, after The Blip.
Each episode starts with a TV show theme song from a different era. So the first one we're going to hear from WandaVision is called A Newlywed Couple. This is by Kristen Anderson Lopez and Robert Lopez. It's from WandaVision Episode 1. It's just 54 seconds, and this is the intro to that episode. And then we're going to hear right after that Wanda's theme, which is played at the end of each show, and it's the end credits by Christopher Beck.
Oh, a newlywed couple just moved to town. A regular husband and wife who left the big city to find a quiet life. WandaVision. She's a magical gal in a small town locale. He's a homie who's part machine. Will this duo fit in and pull through? Otherwise sharing a love like you never seen. WandaVision.
I love me some WandaVision. Skylar, what's the last piece we're going to play for today?
The last piece is from a show that is currently streaming on Disney Plus that comes out every Friday, and right now we're waiting on episode 4 called The Falcon and the Winter Soldier. It's a really good show that explores Captain America's best friends from different eras, Bucky Barnes, who is the Winter Soldier, and Sam Wilson, who is the Falcon.
It's not Matt Ryan? Oh no, he plays for the Falcons.
Bruh. Together, we see their buddy cop-like duo and their antics, and how when they work together, they're actually a really good team, even without Captain America.
Each show is like a mini-movie. It's great.
Now we're going to listen to The Falcon and the Winter Soldier by Jared Moreno Luna. Marvelous music.
Oh, I get it. Marvelous. I get it.
You gotta love how great the music complements all the action. Before we go, we would like to thank our sponsors one more time. None of what we do is possible without the generous support from the Carter Family Charitable Trust, the EJMP Fund for Philanthropy, the Grubin Foundation, and other generous supporters just like you. Thanks.
Well, that's it for another episode of WCRI's Kids Hour. Make sure you support and enjoy the music and the arts wherever and whenever you can. We'll see you next time, everyone.
Wow, that was so fun. I wonder what we'll listen to on the next show. Thank you for listening to WCRI's Kids Hour. We will see you again real soon. WCRI's Kids Hour is brought to you by the Newport Music Festival. The Newport Music Festival has brought memorable concerts and inspired programs to some of the most beautiful venues in Newport and the surrounding area. For more information on the Newport Music Festival or to donate, please visit newportmusic.org. Gotta run! The concert hall doors are about to close. See you later!